Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive towards short. Lamott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. Lamott reaches second base with a double. Tobin goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamott scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Falk reaches second base with a double. Shealy moves to third. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheely scores. Falk moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Browns. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Gaston moves to second. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lamott hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Moss Dill. Lamott reaches second base with a double. Gaston scores. Tobin goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamott scores. It's 7-1, Browns. Jake Fries now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sisler moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Sisler moves to third. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sisler scores. It's 8-1, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moss Dill. Rice reaches second base with a double. Moss Dill throws the ball into Barrett, who tags Rice trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McManus goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Moss Dill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss Dill is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss Dill takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moss Dill moves to third. Davis moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moss Dill scores. Davis scores. It's 9-3, Browns. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries strikes out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mostill is hit by the pitch. Krause moves to second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Lamott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Lamott reaches second base with a double. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lamott moves to third. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Lamott scores. Sisler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to third. McManus moves to second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Sisler scores. McManus moves to third. Rice moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Browns. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 15-3, Browns. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 15, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shealy moves to third. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Tankersley pinch hits for Buck Krause. Leo Tankersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tankersley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 15, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Tankersley now catching. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Lamott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Lamott moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 15, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ma still hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blankenship moves to second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Blankenship moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blankenship scores. It's 15-4, Browns. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 15, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Blankenship covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Van Gilder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 15, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott can't make a play. That's a base hit. Leo Tankersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tankersley is 0-for-1 in the game. Tankersley hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 15, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Elsh now playing center field. Spence Harris now playing right field. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single and three doubles. He's got three RBIs. Lamott hits a fly ball into center field. Elsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 15, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Collins hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Sisler, and into shallow right field. Collins reaches second base with a double. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 15, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hargrave hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 18-4, Browns. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 18, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 18-5, Browns. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Tankersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tankersley is 0-for-2 in the game. Tankersley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 18, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.